bracha of Timach David Avdecha Meiris Tatsmiach. So the Midrash says that the Malachim said this bracha at the time that Klal Yisrael went through Yam Suf. Which is interesting, we have a little break in between Ram Al Shirim that the Malachim said, they said that when the Midrashim drowned, and a few minutes later when Klal Yisrael went through, they said, Matmeach Karen Yeshua. In between, we have a few other brachas, which is lechero nichlal and what Chazal ask in Megillah Yitzayin. What happens that they put certain brachas after other brachas, and they weren't mamshech al seder. It's interesting that that's what's referring to, because the way that the Mefarshim or Masber, the whole bracha of Tzmichas Karen is something which comes, or Yeshua which comes piecemeal, which comes a little bit by bit. And the Yeshua lechero of Kriyas Yamsuf was the Yeshua that came mamish pithay. Something which came at once, but that's how the Levush brings down from the Medrash Kemdumani. That's when the Malachim said it. The Lashon of Estemach David Avdecha. So the Lashon of Temach means to sprout, but it's also the Torah refers to in Nach Mashiach is referred to Temach Avdi, because the Baruch is going to bring Temach. And the targum every time that it says is metargim. Tzemach is a Mashiach. His Mashiach Menachem is also is the name of Mashiach. Menachem is b'gematria Tzemach, and so it's a way of referring to the Mashiach. As Tzemach David Avdecha Meiris Atzmiach, Mashiach who's from Beit David Avdecha Meiris Atzmiach. David Avdecha. What I refer to is actually one of the things that's taken out, and some saw that the nusach of the Sfardim, I think, or others, is exact same, except for Avdecha. Avdecha they take out. What's the pshat in Avdecha? What is the... Why are we mentioning Avdecha here? Because the whole word of the Eved is that an Eved Hashem is doig that everybody should be Eved Hashem. Somebody who's an Emes or Eved Hashem, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Eved Hashem. The Moshe Avdi. Lami Yisrael Daber Moshe Avdi. The quintessential Dargo of Avdus is that when it's not just that the person himself is an Eved, that he makes everybody else an Eved, and that's really the Tachlis of Malchus. Malchus is, the real Melech is just not to make, is not only just to make Seder in the Medina. It's to bring everybody together for a higher purpose. What is that purpose? In Baigoyim, maybe it is for the welfare of the Medina. However, by Yidin, it's for Malchus Hashem. It's to be Megala Kvayin Malchusai in the Oilam. So it's Temach David Avdecha Mehiras Atmiach, the Mashiach, which comes from David Avdecha, which is that the whole Mehus of Avdus is to bring Gilui Koyt Shamayim, Mehiro, like we mentioned in the past. Mehiro is anytime that there's Chil Hashem, Mehiro. In other words, we're asking that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should bring the Mashiach to get out of the Masa of Chil Hashem. Mehiras Atmiach, Tatmiach, because it says in Medrash HaChatoyev that the Gula doesn't come at once. It's Ein Bovim Basachas, Elakima Kimo, comes piecemeal, bit by bit, which is the lashon of tatmiach, something which grows. It grows bit by bit. You're able to see mamish how it grows. We actually have a tree planted outside of us. The leaves started dying, and they said because you weren't watering it enough. Started watering it, and you see slowly but surely the actual leaf changes from green. One day you could see it slowly more green. It's pellet to see it mamish as the leaf itself, which was brown, slowly it changes. And you see, it's ever so slowly, but there's a tachlis at the end. You see where it's going, and that's really we're asking that it's, even though it's a tzmicha, which is piece by piece, it should be mehira. It shouldn't be that long. It should be quickly. It's interesting because the pasuk says, "Pitom yovay lechado hechalei oden ashevatei mevakshim," with her referring to Zman Mashiach. It's pitoim, it's going to come quickly, like they say from Reb Chaim, Chaim Brisker. They said that his wife is going to tell him, he's going to be sitting learning, and his wife is going to come in, "No, Chaim, what are you doing here? You don't know the Mashiach is here." He's in the middle of, that it's going to be pitoim. So you could say that in Reb Chaim, at the end of the day, Lamaisa comes, it's so slow that we give up on it, and then bang, it's going to come at once. But it could be that the heart is also, I'll pee what we're going to say, Behemshech. Ve'karni torim b'yishua secho, what does it mean, karne? What's a karen? A karen is a horn, the horn of a cow. It's an ensemble, it symbolizes the strength of the cow. The karne, the strength of Melech HaMashiach, torim b'shuasecho. you should raise up in your Yeshua. Which is really, it's referring to Tfilas Chanavit. It's Baal Chanav HaTomer, Ola Tzlibi Vashem, Roma Karni Vashem, Rochav Pi Aloiva, Ki Samachti Bishua Secho. Roma Karni, Ki Samachti Bishua Secho. Karni Torum, Yeshua Secho. That the Karen, the Chorizik, something which has a Kiyum, Chazal Darshan, Roma Karni, V'loi Roma Pachi. That it's the Karen that David and Shlomo were Nimshach with, it's the Malchus based David which had a Kiyum. However, the Pach, which Shaul and Yehu were Nimshach with, didn't have a Kiyum because they weren't from, wasn't from Malchus based David. However, the Malchus based David is Karen, it's something which is strong, it's something which is has a Kiyum. But Karen, it's strength, it's Koyach. Torin Bishua Secho, you should raise up Bishua Secho, which is a Pella. What does it mean, Bishua Secho? Bishua Seinu, not Bishua Secho. It's our Yeshua. It's our redemption. It's our that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving us. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Chazal say that if the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael is really the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the Chared of our Pashit. It's any Misanech Hashem Esno. It's going to be Mechaz Kaitot. We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ambassadors in this world, and the Yeshua of the Chilul of Klal Yisrael is the Chilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you see that the Am Hashem is not an amativ of Godless, and that's a chesaron in ki'ilu kaviyachol in Yeshua v'kadosh baruch hu v'karnu torum v'yeshua zecha in your Yeshua ki v'shuascha kivinu kol ayorim. Your Yeshua is something which is the difference between Yeshua and Ezra. Ezra is something that betem I have a koyach, you're helping me also. Eumel v'kadosh baruch hu oizrei eino yachol. You do everything that you could do, like Baruch Mordechai said yesterday. You have to do yours, and then HaKadosh Baruch will help you after you do yours. However, the Yeshua is something that's totally without my own koiches b'chlal. I have no tzchusim, I have nothing. I'm totally relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Yeshua so kivinu, tikva, something where you don't have bitochen is betem, you think that there's a reason to rely on you. Tikva is something that you have no reason to rely on it b'chlal. You have no schus, you have no anything. Ki lishuascha, your Yeshua, which has nothing to do with me, ki vinu kol ayayim. I'm waiting for the entire day. It's because that I realize and I'm makir that I have no schuyas bechlal. That's why, ki lishuascha, what does it mean ki? Karnei term lishuascha, ki, because lishuascha ki vinu kol ayayim. Since we realize, Ribbono Shel'olam, that we bechlal have no schuyas bechlal, and nevertheless we're looking towards you. That in itself is a schus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Yeshua. Ki Yeshuascha, the realization that it's nothing to do with us, and we're totally being placing our tikva, our hopes in you, Ribbono Shel'olam, kol hayom, the entire day. Therefore, please bring the Yeshua. Yeshua is. If you understand that we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, that it's nothing to do with us. It's not that we betem have a chelik in it, a schus in it. So then that's begeder loy zochu. It says, Chazal say, zochu b'itoy achishenu. Zochu b'itoy, zochu achishenu, loy zochu b'itoy. That there's ketz hayamin and ketz hayomim. There's two different manim for Mashiach to come. One is, if Klal Yisrael is zoicha, then it's achishenu, I'll hurry it, I'll make it happen quickly. And then there's another one of, that's Lo yizachu, Rahman al-Islam, that it's going to come at the time that it was meant to come at the end of days, whenever that is. So if it's Lishuascha, so we're asking that we don't have any schos, so we're asking for the Batim Beitoy, we're not asking for the Achishena. The Achishena is maybe the Pisaim Yavay al-Echole, something which comes quickly, which we're not ready for. However, the Tzmicha of the Golis, the Tzmicha of the Yeshua, which is piecemeal, even if we don't have a schos, that's what comes piece by piece, and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take that process and make it as quick as possible. It says in Narizal says, when you say the Yeshuascha kivinu kol ayayim, you should have in mind to be metapel Yeshua. That way that when you come up to Shemaim, like Chazal say in Shabbos, one of the questions that they ask a person is, to peace the Yeshua. Did you wait for, were you looking out for the Yeshua? So this is the time, at least ki lishuasa kivinu kol ayom. At that time, ki lishuasa, to think, to make a positive simas aleiv, to think at this time ki lishuasa kivinu kol ayom. Even if we don't have the yichelus, even though it says kol ayom, for the chol apachis, at the time that we're saying it, It shouldn't be Echad B'Peh V'Echad B'Lev, and we'll have what to answer to Rebbeinu Shalom, says the Rizal, when he asks us to be basically Yeshua. Not only that, in a more day-to-day Yeshua, the Shari Tshuva and Arachayim says in Kufir Ches, brings down that a person should have in mind also for personal Yeshuas that come up on a daily basis. And he brings down, I forgot who he quotes there, he says that he says that he had a lot of tales that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from things when he had made a simas aleiv, when he was misguided in this kishuasa kiminu kol hayom. Rebbeinu Shalom, please help me. Kol hayom is like also every day. Kol hayom, all of the day and every day. Then I'm asking you, Rebbeinu Shalom, to save us in a oifen prati. It's not just the tzipis of Yeshua, which a person should have in mind, but also the Yeshua that we don't deserve on a daily basis. We're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom to help us, and that can help a person practically. Hayali b'zetoyel es kam upam, I think is his lashon. Baruch ato Hashem matzmiach keren Yeshua. It's also a lashon of hoiva, present. Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything that's going on, Kadosh Baruch Hu is being matzmiach, is causing the keren, the strength of the Yeshua. In other words, the Yeshua which is going to be a strong Yeshua. It's going to be a Yeshua which is going to last forever. Everything that's happening now is a chelik of the Tzmicha. And I saw something very nice just to end off this. The Sisei Chaim says, he says that a part of the process of planting is that you stick a seed into the ground and then it rots and then it grows. So a chelik of the Yeshua right before it sprouts is when it totally disintegrates into the ground and it rots. So before the time of the Mashiach, it's going to look like it's the worst time, the worst possible time. Like Baruch Mordechai said yesterday, he says we never had this in Klal Yisrael, that to wipe out, we always had the Gzeiris of the Goyim Keneged Yidin. Here we have the Yidin Keneged Yidin. It's Rechman Tzan, when do we have this in Klal Yisrael? It's the Yidin Keneged Yidin. Looks like it's the worst thing. It's not the Goyim. The Goyim we knew for years. We had all the Inquisition, we had the Holocaust, we had. But then it should be the Yidden trying to uproot Shabbos and Torah and Mitzvahs and Chinuch and everything. So that's the Garen which is rotting in the ground, and from there, Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Matzmiach B'Mehiro, Karen Yeshua.